From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate's passed legislation to help create jobs. The bill includes federally subsidized bonds for public works and $20 billion to keep highway building projects going. NPR's David Wellner reports it also gives tax breaks to employers who hire the long-term unemployed.
The jobs bill goes to President Obama with the votes of 11 Senate Republicans. The only Democrat voting against it was Nebraska's Ben Nelson. The bill costs $17.5 billion that will be paid through tougher rules on reporting assets held abroad. The main thing the bill does is exempt employers from paying payroll taxes on new hires who've been without work for 2 months or more. The sponsor of that provision, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer.
As we begin to grow in the economy, there are a good number of employers who say, you know, maybe I should hire a person now. I'm beginning to see orders. I'm beginning to see growth. The payroll tax holiday pushes them over the edge.
Another jobs-related bill remains stalled in Congress over differences in how it's funded. Democrats promise more jobs bills in coming weeks. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The president also won support for his health care overhaul legislation from a liberal House member. Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, who had previously opposed the overhaul bill, has changed his mind. Kucinich says it's not what he wants, but it's a step toward his goal of limiting health care costs for Americans. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is still waiting to hear from Israel's prime minister about steps he could take to restore confidence in a peace process with the Palestinians. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In a nearly 45-minute call last week, Clinton criticized Israeli plans to build 1,600 housing units in East Jerusalem, and she urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do something to show he's committed to making peace with the Palestinians. Netanyahu still hadn't called her back by the time she got on a plane to Moscow for a meeting of would-be Middle East peacemakers, Russia, the U.S., United Nations, and European Union. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said there's no deadline for an Israeli response, and Clinton isn't just waiting by the phone, but State Department officials had expected a call by now. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell delayed a trip to the region. He was hoping to start indirect talks between the Israelis and Palestinians this week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Prosecutors in Pakistan have charged five Americans with planning terrorist attacks. The young men are also accused of conspiring to wage war against Pakistan's allies. The Americans pleaded not guilty. They came to attention last November after their families reported them missing to U.S. authorities. One of the young men had left a farewell video depicting war scenes and saying Muslims should be defended. All the young men are Muslims. On Wall Street just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 47 points at 10,732. The Nasdaq was up 11. This is NPR. Chinese companies selling advertising space on Google's search pages have sent the company an impassioned letter. They're demanding redress if the search engine pulls out of China. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
The letter is signed by 27 Chinese companies who sell ad space on Google's Chinese search pages. It spells out the cost of Google's threatened departure from China, saying that tens of thousands of Chinese employees are focused on selling advertising space for the search engine. 2 months ago, Google threatened it would leave China over hacking attacks and said it might lift censorship of its Chinese search engine, but so far it has not acted. The letter calls for clarity about Google's future, saying the current uncertainty is hurting business. It calls for Google to spell out what compensation it will offer. One company listed as a signatory to the letter told NPR that Google's departure would destroy one-third of its business. A statement from Google said that the company is reviewing the letter. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The emergency financial manager for Detroit schools wants to close 44 city schools. Robert Bob says that's about a quarter of the system's schools. He says Detroit will lose about 30,000 students over the next 5 years. The emergency financial manager wants to renovate other Detroit schools and consolidate some more. Volunteers are still laying sandbags along the Red River in Fargo, North Dakota, and in Moorhead, Minnesota. The National Weather Service is warning the river will crest above flood stage this weekend by as much as 20 feet. Last spring, the river crested twice, damaged dozens of homes in both states, and remained above flood stage for 2 months. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.